Welcome to Let's Chit Chat, sis. I'm your girl, Kimmy. In this week's episode, we talk about the reboot of Good Times. So join us on the porch as we discuss Good Times. Hey, ladies. How are you doing today?
Hi. Happy day.
Are y'all having good times today?
No point intended. Yeah,
having a great time.
Definitely having some good weather.
Yeah, it's nice out.
Haven't been able to.
We have a good time. We have good times on here. good times. You know, that is one of my favorite sitcoms of all time. I tell anybody who you know, ask me what I do during the workday, and I have this on there. Probably my employer don't want to hear me saying I do this, but from 9 to 11, Good Times is on, and I watch it every day except for when I go in, because that's how much I loved Good Times. You know what I mean? I loved Good Times. I did Thelma, JJ, and Michael, and Florida, and Bologna, and Penny, and James, you know what I mean? And Bookman, you know? All of those are my characters, and I love Good Times. And I can remember as a child looking at Good Times, you know what I mean? And I think it came on Thursday nights at 8, and I really love Good Times. So I don't know if y'all, I know Keisha has seen this cartoon. Let me come in more positive. I don't know if you've seen the rendition of Good Times in the latest
animated
way.
Yes.
I've seen a couple of episodes, but I haven't watched the whole thing.
Oh.
I think a couple of episodes.
I've only heard about
them. I saw the first episode, and I didn't get to the whole one because I was so disappointed. Disappointed. Just a little backstory. You know, Norman Lear is the creator of the original Good Times, like the Jeffersons, All in the Family, you know, all those popular sitcoms in our era. And I mean, he had the backstory on him too, but I can say I really truly enjoyed it, and it wasn't nothing that was ratchet.
It wasn't ratchet. And the original was a part of our culture. And you know what? It actually is. It has been 50 years since Good Times first aired, because it aired in 1974. So this is 50 years ago, and it's still, like you say, it's very relevant. I still love the characters, and I still remember it. And even though I can say probably episode line by line, I still very much enjoy, you know, the original.
Me too. Yeah. I do. Even down, like, I don't know if this was you like this too, Keisha, and Chauncey and Celeste. Like when Thelma used to have her prom dress come up, and her mom used to make her clothes and things like that, you know, and she would have on platform shoes on, which are back, you know what I mean? Just all those little things. I thought Thelma is still very, very, very pretty. You know what I mean? I just was like,
she was a representation, us being in 1974, very young, looking at her on the screen, it's like a representation of us seeing a pretty brown skin, you know, girl on TV.
Absolutely.
And you know, I can say that my favorite, and it the episode, they don't play this episode enough, but I don't know if you all remember, is when Thelma had to dance, and she danced to Native New Yorker by Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I just absolutely love that.
Yes.
And I love that song to today. And when I hear that song, it immediately brings me back to her dancing. That's one of my favorite scenes.
I'm going to have to look at it. I'm going to have to look
at it. It's the
experience you guys had. I don't have it. I don't have the same experience.
It's the, epi- it's the episode where they were doing a fundraiser. And so everyone was doing their talents or whatever. But like Celeste, I love the characters. I just was never crazy about the show itself. Mm-hmm. I found it to be, later on, of course, because I was so young when it originally came out. So, of course, we're still speaking from, some of the reruns and stuff like that. But I, especially at the end when it ended, I was just like, God, it felt very depressing. There were good messages in the story, but it was just like, okay, wow. Trying to watch them leave and never seeming to get out, but having all the qualities to be able to do it. It was hurtful. And so I think that that's what I felt about it. But I love the characters because I could relate, because there were three, my mother had three children as well, two boys and a girl. And, we mimicked that same exact, family dynamic or whatever. And so I did like the show overall, but I still found it somewhat depressing at times. And it was just like, really? But I did always catch the lessons. And I guess at the end of the day, that was the most important thing. And one of the things I really loved about it was all the connections, because Good Times was the spinoff from Maude. Maude was the spinoff from All in the Family. The Jeffersons was a spinoff from All in the Family. So All in the Family had all of these spinoffs. And so I did enjoy a lot of the Norman Lear shows.
Well, I'll say this much, because I'm an avid Good Times person to this day. Even though I was, 6 years old when it came out, I was looking at Good Times from then to 55 years old. And I have a different way of looking at Good Times. I think that Good Times was reality. You know what I mean? Living in an impoverished state, with little education and things, you go through the bumps and bruises of life. But they always had family. They always had each other. You know what I mean? That's what I loved about it. When Good Times did go off, I'll say this much. When James Evans died, I kind of didn't enjoy it as much. You know what I mean? Because it was Florida who pushed Norman Lear, or gave him almost an ultimatum that she was not going to be a part of this unless it was a family unit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that meant a lot, because I was like this, good times, bad times, or whatever. And that's what they say. Good times and bad times, you know what I mean? They had each other, you know what I mean? And nobody got strung out on drugs and things didn't happen that happens in real life. And then when James Evans was killed off the show, because we know it was a dispute, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it went on, I think with bringing in Penny, Janet Jackson and things like that. I think I still loved it, but I didn't enjoyed it as much. I did like when it ended, because they got out the project.
Rainbow. They did.
And even Bologna, she was going to get her own place, and it happened to be in a duplex type of house, and they were still going to be all together. That's why I loved it. I loved it. They spent it at the end. They did get out. But
now, we never saw it, Celeste. it was insinuated. We never saw it, but it was.
No, we didn't see it because it was ending, but they did, because they signed leases and everything else, and they were leaving. And that was supposed to be, we're going to another stage in life. And I can't say that I felt about all of Norman Lear's sitcoms, because like my dad used to love All in the Family. All in the Family wouldn't be on today. You know what I mean? Because it was so racially charged that, it wouldn't be on today. But I don't want to get off topic. But this creation of animation, to me, has nothing to do with the following of Good Times. It's just
different. It seems like it just took the name, but it's based on having the new animation. It's supposed to be the main character, the husband character, is supposed to be the grandson of James, and they live in the same apartment, 17C, and
so you went back to the project.
Yeah, they in Cabrini Green, mm-hmm. which is an infamous high rise. Mm-hmm. Even though, side note,
that's not existent in
existence. It's not existent, and they actually tore it down in 2011.
Correct.
So that was another complaint. But you have J.B. Smoove, who plays Reggie Evans as the grandson of James Evans. You have Yvette Nicole Brown, who plays the wife, Beverly Evans. You have Marseille Martin from Blackish, the twin,
mm-hmm.
the little twin from Blackish. She plays the daughter. And you have Slink Johnson plays a baby, a drug dealing baby.
That is such that's so offensive. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like,
and it is just a lot of stereotypes. It's like, to me, the episode is like blaxploitation of everything, any meme or thing negative, as we talked about stereotypes in mm-hmm. one of our previous episodes. It seemed like they did every stereotype, put it in there, and tried to make it funny. Now, I'm going to go through it. I've watched the first three mm-hmm. episodes, and I did see moments of, I get this message here and there. But the overall ratchetness mm-hmm. of it, I don't like. But I am getting messages here and there. So I'm going to watch to the end in the hopes that I'll get it and it gets better.
Well, you fill me in because I'm not
okay. So I'm going to I'm going to be a hater here, because if what I saw that in Good Times.
Did you?
That's what I saw. Because think about it. I was in a different place. I'm living in the projects when I was growing up, right? My projects was not like that. We had Ned DeWino. There was somebody to drink wine probably, but we ain't had no Ned DeWino, and we ain't had no problem getting no meat, and we weren't eating dog food. And it was so much stuff that they showed. And I was like, whoa, wait, hey, where's these people, and do they ever get the hell out of there? I'm like, yo, I don't want to live there. And they good times, and we have me.
Need to stop. I will say this. I did not live in the projects, but I was surrounded by projects where I lived at. And most of my friends lived in the projects. And it was rough. But I ain't gonna lie. Some of them lived better than I lived, because, I don't know, they didn't have to pay the bills that my parents had to pay. I don't know. But I don't know. I think that back in the 70s, when we think about, the projects, it was violence going on, but it wasn't like crippling violence, because I'm telling you, I used to go down in the projects all the time. All my friends lived there, but we went to a Catholic grade school that was in the heart of the projects. You know what I mean? So it was just, I think I just looked at Good Times as it was relatable. You know what I mean? People like this, they had that, the cost of food and meat and things like that was a luxury. You know what I mean? I'll even tell you, in my home, my mom was a nurse. My dad had the same job from being even a teenager. But I could tell you, Monday through Friday, we didn't really have chicken and things like that and meat like that. We had like rice with hot dogs. You know what I mean? That's why I don't eat that shit today. You know what I mean? But when I tell you, I would go to my grandma's house to get something different. But I knew that my parents was paying for parochial school with five kids in parochial school. You know what I mean? So something going to have to be, pulled back. You know what I mean? So y'all little tails in here eating. Y'all get chicken on Sunday. Yay. I can't wait to fry chicken come on Sunday. You know what I mean? But I'm getting a great education. You know what I mean? So that's why I could relate, because think about it, in Good Times, the little bit of money they did save was for future education for Michael and Thelma. You know what I mean? They were the artists.
I couldn't relate to none of it, because my dad had a car. The neighbor next door was Jewish. The neighbor down the hall was Jewish. We had a milk machine downstairs. I went to Catholic school for the whole time. I had clothes, I had shoes, I was in the church. I'm like, who are these people in this project? And why don't they burn this project down?
Well, because I think it was, I think it was meant to be relative, right? And I think the point is, because look at all of the characters that came into the TV show that did not live in that high rise, right? They did show us that there were people who were living differently and who lived better. And so but that wasn't the main, you know, object of the show. Mm-hmm. It was this particular family and the things that were going on around them. And when we talk about the behind the scene things and stuff like that, that's not anything I knew at the time. I was too young to even know things like that. This is stuff I found out later as an adult about the writing of the shows and stuff like that. So I think coming from the perspective with the cartoon, again, I watched the first two episodes and for me, it was cringeworthy, but I tried to reserve my complete, opinion until I watched the whole thing. I think
I can tell that. Y'all just tell me how y'all feel when y'all get to the last.
Yeah, I'm like you, Sean. That won't be me.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'd rather want to give it a chance because at the end of the day, a good, bad, or indifferent, when we talk about, you know, supporting Black shows and Black writers and things of that nature, I think it's important to watch it, whether you like it or not. I have spent $12, $15 to go watch a movie and then not like the movie. You know what I mean? So you think
looking at it in a different lens because you're older now and it's not relevant?
Well,
I'm not looking at it in a different lens. I'm just looking at it for what it is. You know what I mean? Because the first thing that irked me was, how the hell y'all end up back up in the project? That a project that is not even there anymore. Why would you use that as a storyline? That's, you know, if you're going to talk about, this is James Evans' grandchild. Which one of them had the child? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm confused. When y'all took these people back to the project, it is not easy to get out the project. We can put the fluff over all you want. Guess what? It's not easy for most majority of people when growing up in our era that was in the project, getting out the project. It's not easy. I don't want to see the hell you went back there. You see what I'm saying? That's offensive to me.
That's a lot of people go back.
Thelma, JJ, and Michael. They did nothing with themselves because they're offsprings, because they said James Evans' grandchildren, their offsprings fell backwards and went back to the projects.
But yeah, I mean, doesn't that happen though? There are generational families in the projects.
But they got out. Those generational families, this one got out.
No, that first part of the family got out. That don't mean that they didn't go back.
That's the point that I'm making. If you got out, why are we going to give a scenario that puts them in the negative light and put them back?
I know you ain't going to like this show, but they get out and then they will the apartment to the next generation.
Yeah, I don't know those kind of people, but I know they be going on. But you know what? The whole thing is, we in a whole different age where we have so many things that are trying to set us backwards. This is why I don't like it. Set us backwards. And as a people of color, don't put my ass back in no projects.
Okay. Right.
Don't do it. Make a positive cartoon because we got young people out here struggling to live. You know what I mean? So we're not going to glamorize putting somebody in the project. That's just my say. Y'all can put a spin on it if you want. That's why I'm not looking at it.
It look like in the comedic world. I'm curious. What should it have looked like?
I don't know. How about not do it? Sometimes you can leave things alone. How about not do it?
Not make it, not rebrand it, not
remake it. Why not rebrand it? Just leave it alone, okay?
He didn't give
it. How about bring all in the family back and then everybody is racist and carrying Confederate flags? Are y'all going to look at that too?
Well, we watched that already. That was going in that trend.
Going back to the original, that's why they created the Jeffersons, because they wanted to see, because, you know, they had a Black family unit, but they wanted to see them see Black families in a better upmobile family.
Yes, please. But everybody don't stay where they're at. Do I believe that some people do? Yeah, I know them. They still there. Their whole family, grandmama and great grandmama, everybody been there. But we talk about this story. they got out. Yeah. I don't want to hear the bad luck stuff about you went back there with your grandkids into the same apartment. Who held it?
But I'm telling you now, I have a cousin. My aunt moved out of the projects and her daughter stayed. And Kimmy, you know my family. They stayed.
And so even though we know that happened, I know people that act like the project home they was living in is something that you inherited coming, the next generation is going to inherit it too. But I'm just talking about, I looked at Good Times. I still look at Good Times to this day, the reruns, and I see it all the way to the end. Yo, why are y'all putting them back in there? And why is everybody so wretched? You got a baby drug dealer. Who thought that part up? And I don't care if you're Black, white, Hispanic, or Indian, or checkered. You know what I mean? That right there is not.
I think it's wrong too. I totally agree with you. I think the person that was looking at it probably looked at it from my lens of people enjoyed this mockery of a Black family and how they portrayed them. So we're going to make some money off of it. Because to me, that's what
I don't know if they're going to make money, Celeste. Because I'm not the only one that's saying the stuff that I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it's very controversial.
Very controversial. I don't think that, if anything, I will be shocked if it's another season of them. Because they're talking about boycotting and everything. It's a mess. No, Black folks have evolved. And okay, it's a whole group of every nationality that have their things going on. But I'm getting tired of people putting us back into the same old pot. I'm sorry about that. Take it off. And guess what? I'm really offended at Steph Curry, okay? Because, yo, did you even grow up in the area with this, knowing what's going on? And you joined on to this stuff? I'm really offended with him. I'm like, take it off the air. Some things you shouldn't remake. Leave it alone. Leave the memory of where it sat at. Because this right here going on, that drug dealing baby, talking like Baby Huey and stuff like that, it's like, yo, what is this? What is this?
That comes from Seth MacFarlane.
You already know he's a family guy. Y'all look that Family Guy? Y'all know what the hell going to go on there. Some people shouldn't be the creators of certain things. I just say, can you just leave wellness alone? You know what I mean? Leave it alone. But this is not a good thing. But that's just my thought. Y'all thinking different than me, but that's all good. But I'm just going to look at it.
I totally agree with you. I guess I'm trying to make sense of why it happened. Where did it come from? How did they think that was okay? Because at some point, it must have been okay to somebody thinking that that was going to be well received.
Because, well, I think I go back to our stereotype. I think if you could stereotypically say that people of color will enjoy the ratchetness, then it's okay to make this. Because if you didn't stereotype us and think that we would enjoy this, you would make something that was more progressive. Because like I said, again, they did get out the projects. If they didn't get out the projects, I would see you still fall into generationals and stuff. But they did get out the projects. You know what I mean? And that says you are fine with whoever their offspring was. They didn't do well in life, but they don't even know about we're trying to maintain. So let's go back to the same old 76. And this time it's going to be worse. This is what we're going to deplete. And that's where I have a problem with it. Because typically, that's not a good thing, especially for people of color. We struggle in so many areas without having, you know what I mean, the resources and the support. The support that is needed to make us successful. We don't know about generational wealth. So we know about generational project living. No.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
I'm not supporting that ever.
Let's go backwards for real.
That's my final thoughts.
Well,
final thought is that even though I agree, I am going to watch it because I want to see how it evolves, if it evolves, and be able to give see if my opinion changes on it. Because I do think that it is very stereotypical and it does not put us in a good light. But I am hoping, because I do see little nuggets of things that I see and I was like, oh, I see that point there. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping to see more and I hope to see that it evolves more. My final thought.
Chauncey?
I would agree with Keisha. I hate to speak on things with such strong opinions if I haven't seen the whole thing to understand from beginning to end what the concept is supposed to be. A lot of the shows that come on these streaming services, some of them don't last more than a season. And right. they weren't intended to. They were intended to just be what we grew up knowing as a miniseries. They kind of break it down now into these episodic series or whatever for one season. So I am curious to see what it does, because I also too see the nuggets of storytelling that they have in there and what they're trying to put forth. I believe that some of the actors that are involved with it are very much activists, social activists as well. So then I'm thinking that there's something that we're not privy to yet by not finishing it. So I'm curious to see how it ends.
Celeste?
I'm not going to watch it. And even if I was a TV watcher, I would not watch it. And I cannot, and I hope I could in a later time, but I cannot separate how I'm depicted from the lesson. I never could. If the lesson is good and it's got me looking crazy as a people, I can't watch it. So I won't be watching.
Me either. I can't watch it. So y'all telling me and Celeste about it. We listen to y'all tell us, but I'm not going to waste none of my good precious time to look at nothing like that.
Yeah, we're helping them with their views when we watch it. I'm not helping them with
nothing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying not to give you any views so you can hurry up and take it off the air.
Yeah,
I'm not watching. But go back to looking at it on regular TV, the reruns of Good Times. And, you know, good luck with that. All right. So joining me tonight is?
It's your girl, Celeste. This was a good episode.
This is your girl, Chauncey. I don't normally do ratchet with anything, including the hip hop and all of them, but I am curious to see where the cartoon goes. But peace.
All right. This is your girl, Keisha. I'm going to hang in there to the end.
All right. Well, everybody have a wonderful week on purpose and join us again next Wednesday when we drop a new episode. We are the Lady Celeste Chit Chicks. Take care.